room of the Jurgen's Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America and all the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Moscow. The Soviet government reports that stubborn fighting continues along the entire front. The Russians claim that in one encounter they destroyed 38 German planes. They admit, however, losing 17. Another Russian unit on the Central Front claims destroying 42 Nazi tanks and 60 trucks loaded with 10 large field guns and considerable ammunition. Moscow just admitted that some Nazi panzer units are now only 65 miles from the city of Moscow. Cairo. British fighter planes dropped torpedoes over a long convoy and struck two Italian merchant ships. Flash. Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. The Navy just revealed that 10 men were injured and 11 are missing from the United States destroyer Carney, which was hit by a torpedo on Friday, 350 miles off Iceland. I am now waiting for the names of the casualties. Stand by, please. New York City. The condition of the beloved George M. Cohan is reported good. Mr. Cohan was operated on yesterday for a major surgery at the Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital, New York City. New York. Dr. Frederick B. Robinson, who retired recently as president of City College in New York, died today. He was 58. Miami. The United States Coast Guard has ordered the flying of hurricane signals from Tarpon Springs to Sarasota, Florida. A hurricane of moderate intensity is moving northeastward from the Gulf of Mexico. I said moderate intensity. Moderate. Have you got that list? Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the list in front of me of the injured. Now, these are the 10 missing men from the destroyer Carney. Floyd Andrew Camp, ship's cook of National City, California. Lloyd Dalton Lafleur, pharmacist mate, Beaumont, Texas. Luther L. Curtis, a water tender of Wilmington, North Carolina. Herman August C. Gageway, a water tender of Troy, New York. Louis Dobnikar, that's D-O-B-N-I-K-A-R, a water tender of Cleveland, Ohio. Ira William Stoltz, a fireman of Cambria County, Pennsylvania. Sidney Gerald Larry, L-A-R-R-I-V-I-E-R-E. Sidney Gerald, L-A-R-R-I-V-I-E-R-E, a fireman of Lafayette, Louisiana. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Have you three more? I am reading the names of the 10 missing men, or 11, Ollie, from the destroyer Carney, which was torpedoed Friday, 350 miles off Iceland. To continue with the names. George Alexander Calvert, a fireman of Gillespie, Illinois. Russell Burdick Wade, a fireman of Houston, Alabama. Harry Tull Young, a machinist mate of Rita, Arkansas. Dwight Floyd Pyle, a seaman second class of Bainbridge, Georgia. The injured include Samuel R. Kurtz, or torpedo man, of Eric, Pennsylvania, or Erie. Eric is correct. Eric is correct. Eric, Pennsylvania. Leonard Frantikowski, a chief bosun's mate of Norfolk, Virginia. That's all the names we have at present. Behind the international scene, a summary of inside news based on authentic and last-hour diplomatic intelligence. Singapore. The main Japanese battle fleet is reported to have passed north through Chosin Strait into the landlocked Sea of Japan. Concentrations of troops on the Amur River indicate a three-directional blitz on Russia's maritime provinces by land and sea. The Japanese war party is in a frenzy of effort to reassure Tokyo that it is safe from Russian bombers, the Japanese nightmare, only 4 hours away. Washington. President Roosevelt is expected to open the eastern Mediterranean to American shipping. The purpose is a direct supply route to Turkey. This means American naval convoys in the Indian Ocean. Washington. Major South American republics have asked if they can depend on Washington's support in a wholesale deportation of Axis ambassadors for abuse of diplomatic privilege. Washington will reply that self-defense is the sovereign right of any American republic. And it will add, bueno, mi amigo. London. For the first time in history, Heinrich Himmler, the chief of the Gestapo, will introduce mass starvation as a discipline for rebellious populations. That is why Winston Churchill will turn down Herbert Hoover's new plan to feed Europe. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Tokyo is ready to launch its Far Eastern Empire. The Japanese fleet is waiting only for the Nazi high tide in Russia. This squeezed diplomacy is a picture of the dictator's new world. While Moscow holds on, Japan offers the olive branch. When Moscow is falling back, Japan rattles the bayonet. The Axis program is now fully illustrated. Peace at a Munich or extinction at a Moscow. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected your constitutional commander-in-chief almost 1 year ago. He has acted on your mandate. He has told the dictators that they cannot decide the destiny of the American people. His choice was made neither at Munich nor at Moscow. It was made at Valley Forge. While President Roosevelt faces our foes, it is our duty to protect him while his back is turned. I refer to those self-called patriots who denounce the president at $600 per speech. America's big job is to first defeat these defeatists. We all can stand up to Hitler by standing alongside of Mr. Wilkie and President Roosevelt.